Let's look at subdomain deployment. Imagine a developer adds booking.examplehotel.com for a reservation system by creating a new A record pointing to a separate IP. For this to actually resolve, three things must happen. The subdomain must be defined in the authoritative zone file, the server must be configured to respond to it, and your SSL certificate must cover the subdomain, either directly or with a wildcard. If you miss any of these layers, you get resolution errors or scary certificate warnings.